Good evening to all of you and welcome. My name is John Witvliet, director of the Calvin Institute of Christian Worship. Welcome to each one of you to this festival of singing, psalm singing, in a variety of styles, music from cultures around the world. And we say a particular welcome to the many people that we know are watching this event online through the streaming video that's provided. Thank you for your participation, for the Facebook messages you've been sending to us as the day has gone on. We're grateful for that participation as well. Tonight we will be singing from Psalms for All Seasons, this new publication which we celebrate with gratitude. Tonight's event is certainly worshipful start to finish. It's designed to be a worship-like festival so that we can also take opportunity to teach a little bit, to hear stories about some of the music that we'll sing, and to say thank you to some of the people who have been involved. As I look around the room, simply listing the names of everyone who has contributed literally dozens, hundreds, or thousands of hours to this project, including songwriters from so many different places around the world, simply naming all of those names would be a beautifully long task. There are just so many thanks that need to be offered tonight. As we begin, I will simply offer two thank yous and then let the person who I thank second contribute some additional thanks as the evening goes on. I would like, first of all, to say a word of thanks to two people whose whole lives in ministry here in Grand Rapids and in the Christian Reformed Church have been passionately committed to encouraging congregational psalm singing in many cultures around the world. And their gifts to us, I cannot begin to put in words. They are people who are deeply committed to accessible, lively, vital, intergenerational singing, and we owe them a great deal of thanks. And those two people who spent a lifetime at this are seated up front, Emily Brink and Bert Pullman. And we say thank you. And then of all the people who contributed editorially, many, many hundreds of hours over a period of many months, I will simply introduce our senior editor, lead editor, chief inspirer, chief encourager, chief collaborator, global traveler, music-making, pastoral-hearted, the absolutely wonderful Martin Tell, Princeton Theological Seminary.
Let's begin with singing. 92A, and we say happy anniversary to the Psalter 1912 with a good old friend. It is good to sing your praises. Let us stand to sing 92A.
Thank you.
open to this page, and we will continue with another single verse of 92b. We, as a congregation, will sing only the second part, the Alleluia. And there's an echo built in. If most of you would stay with the first part, and if some of you want to sing that echo, that's just fine. And we're just going to sing that over and over and over again. And Carol Bechtel will chant for us the Hebrew and the English that we have above, and we're going to hear some verses in Hebrew and English, but let the Torah sink deeply. It goes like this. Hallelujah, hold, and then it goes to a fifth. Hallelujah, and one more fifth. Hallelujah, dum, da, dum, and then a fourth. Hallelujah, that's simple. Here we go, and hallelujah. Now my turn to recognize some people. Recognize those who have contributed to this Psalter. Many people here have already found their name in this book. These people might be authors, composers, arrangers, publishers, and sources for the instances between the covers of this Psalter. Others might find their names in the acknowledgments, reviewers, copyright managers, page designers, music engravers. And in just a minute, I'm going to ask all these people to stand so that we can recognize them. But I'd like some unnamed people to join them in this recognition. The staff of the Calvin Institute of Christian Worship, the staff of the Princeton Seminary Chapel Office, the staff of the Faith Alive Christian Resources Office, all who contributed and supported this project. And as well, colleagues and students at Calvin College and at Princeton Seminary who sang through drafts of these psalms over the past 3 years in the classroom and in worship and helped us to discern the merits of each of the instances that we find here. and to thank people who enabled the work of the editors, who covered for us, and when we were gone, many late nights, many trips away, family, colleagues, people who took our choir rehearsals while we could not be there. And I know that some people whose names are in the authors and contributors list are no longer living, but I know that there are family members of these people that might be here. And I'm going to ask you to stand together for two reasons, so that we can recognize you, and also so that we can see each other, and in the fellowship that we have afterwards, ask one another, what did you do? Where in the book can I find you? Or behind the book, or between the lines. So if you fit into any of these groups that I've described, would you please stand now so that we can recognize you? We're going to go to 127B, a chant. And true to my word, I think people learn to chant best when we don't tell them how to do it. We just throw them in the water and get ready to swim. We are going to have a cantor, Melissa Haupt, chant for us stanzas, verses 1 and 3 that you see on the facing page. But we'll reply to her when we get to verses 2, and when we get to verses 4 and 5, we will chant with her, and I'll bring you in. Greg DeMay is at the piano. He's also the composer of this refrain. So we will chant together Psalm 127. And I will say, when I had this sung at our seminary, when we chanted verse 2, there were more than a few hands that went up.
Bless the Lord. Builds the house. All of it comes to nothing. All of it comes to nothing. Unless the Lord watches over the city. All of it comes to nothing. All of it comes to nothing.
The house, their labor is in vain who build it. Unless the Lord watches over the city, in vain the center now keeps vigil.
City, all of it comes to nothing.
You did just fine. It's wonderful to sing scripture straight, to get it all right there, and then to have a refrain like that that just gets right up to the heart of the chant. 46E, since you could do that in unison, we're going to chant in parts. 46E. And the choral scholars are going to help us here, but let's practice just one verse. I'm going to sing a phrase, and if you could just sing it back. And if you can sing in parts, that's just fine. If not, just take the melody line that I'm taking. Can I have a C? Verse 4 is about the most difficult one. I'll sing a line, you just sing it back. The nations make much ado, and the kingdoms are shaken. Can we do that? The nations make much ado, and the kingdoms are shaken. I'll sing. God has spoken, and the earth shall melt away. God has spoken, and the earth shall melt away. I'll do two phrases because it's going so good. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The Lord. Here we go. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. So we have the choral scholars here, and they are going to reflect back and forth for us. They're led by Henry Kingma, and thank you for helping us with this. We have Michael Morgan at the organ, and this is a strong psalm. And even though it's four part, you can let it go. Let it rage and foam. And oftentimes when we get to verse 6, we can interpret that as be still and know that I am God. But here, to this tune of A Mighty Fortress, be still and know that I am God. That's how I wish to say it. All right. Let's hear the choral. We're going to hear the organ go through the tones, choral scholars, and then we're on every other verse. Jump in.
Oh,
good for you. All right. We're going to turn now to 131b. In you, O Lord, I have found my peace, and we're privileged to have members of the Psalm Project band here to lead us in this beautifully gentle psalm. They will sing the refrain. They will also sing stanza one, and I will bring you in after stanza one on the refrain. We'll sing stanza two and close with the refrain. It's okay to sing soft sometimes. We are going now to a composition by John Bell, 77B. And we're going to have John and the choral scholars lead us in most of this. We will sing the refrain after stanzas 2 and after stanza 4. After stanzas 2 and 4 only. Maybe you want to sing something about it.
In complete desperation and in utter frustration, I called God and God listened to me. Both by day and by night, with hands raised or fist tight, I expressed and repeated my plea. I refused to be comforted easily, and the tears of distress made me blind. I turned faint when my thoughts went too deep for me, and I groaned when I called God to mind. With my shy shut in fright, and with no hope in sight, I was much too distracted to speak. I imagined times past, which I knew wouldn't last, and my heart, mind, and body grew weak. I refused to be comforted easily, and the tears of distress made me blind. I turned faint when my thoughts grew too deep for me, and I groan when I call God to mind. Will God always reject me? Will he never respect me? Has God's love for me failed utterly? Has his grace been forgotten? Has he grudged me compassion? Does his right hand not strengthen or free? I refuse to be comforted easily, and the tears of distress made me blind. I turned faint when my thoughts went too deep for me, and I groaned when I called God to mind. Then at last I remembered all the things I'd forgotten, all the wonders you, Lord, had begun. And I saw my misfortune had distracted attention from your faithfulness in all you've done. Now I'm sure that your way is a holy way, for its progress and path I can see. And I know that your faithfulness in the past will be real and be present to me.
We turn now to 120C. I'm not saying much about these because we want to sing a lot, but there are program notes if you want to read a little bit more about these instances. Bruce Benedict will lead with several of his friends this next psalm. This instance has an optional prayer which Joyce Borger will offer for us. Note in the refrain that there's an echo between the men and the women, and that's exactly how we will perform that.
So this is the first of a collection of psalms that make up a body of the Psalms of Ascents. And I was part of lead worship at a church that spent a year in the Psalms of Ascents. And it's actually exciting to see so many of them show up in the program this evening. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Across the bleeding centuries. But you break the bow and shatter the spear, calling us to sow the seeds of peace in the midst of despair. In tenderness, may we take the tiniest sprouts and plant them where they can safely grow into blossoms of hope. Amen.
Ninety-seven is a psalm that comes up in the Christmas cycle in the lectionary, and also comes up in the Easter cycle. So it's wonderful to have this tune that suggests both seasons. We're going to stand in just a minute and sing this, all on stanza one,
women on stanza 2, men on stanza 3, all again on stanza 4, but sing it lightly. Sing it joyfully and lightly. The organ will keep a tempo going, and let's not drag it either. Let's stand all on 1, women on 2, men on 3, all on 4. Parker to help us with another 1912 Psalter anniversary song. Alice Parker.
This tune comes from the shape note tradition and I think is one of the noblest of congregational hymns. Let me line out the first line for you. I to the hills will lift my eyes. In parts. Fly to the hills, we'll lift my eyes, from whence shall come my help is from the Lord alone, who heaven and earth has made.
with Psalm 121, and we learn something from the Asian church. Moses Kung will sing in Korean, and after a short interlude, we will all join to sing in English. Sing lightly. These Asian melodies go high and low. Let it rise and let it fall, but don't push. To the hills I lift my eyes. The Lord is my light, an interpretation from the African-American tradition. And in keeping with that tradition, don't hold so tightly to what you see on the page. Listen and sing with your ears as well as your voices as we're led by this wonderful choir. The Lord is my light.
Salvation.
Thank you, Charcy Sawyers, for leading us in that song. We're going to sing a couple songs that hail first in Spanish. And these will be led by Yvette Harriman at the piano and singing, and Carlos Colon will lead, thank you. Carlos will help lead Psalm 42A, and Edgar Cajas will lead in 117D, and they will explain how we will sing this.
Beth will sing it in Spanish and then we'll sing it in English.
Sing Alabada al Señor, 117D. Let's practice Spanish first, okay? Repeat after me. Alabada al Señor. Naciones todas. Pueblos todos alabadle. Porque ha engrandecido sobre nosotros su misericordia. La bondad del Señor es para siempre. Aleluya, amén. La bondad del Señor es para siempre. Aleluya, amén. Okay, now let's try to sing it. Now, in Latin America, we sing a little different from the version you have in the hymnal, okay? So you can follow the music. I will sing my own version, and we'll see what happens.
After that, where do you go but Geneva? 89C, 89C and D. And the choral scholar is going to help us with this one. Here's what I'm going to turn this over to Bert Pullman in just a second. But one thing we did with 89D is it was one of those Genevan tunes that is really not sung that much. So we thought we could get away with maybe returning to the original rhythm. In that last phrase, and it is a little bit of a surprise. So I'm going to sing, this is stanza 2, Now Grant Us Peace, and repeat after me.
Now grant us peace, O Lord, and we will sing your glory. Now, here's the pitch, here we go. Now grant us peace, O Lord, and we will sing your glory.
Stanza 1, choral scholars are going to sing this in unison, unaccompanied, a la Calvin, maybe a little bit faster than it was originally in Geneva. We will all sing stanza 2, and I will use the feedback accompaniment that you find on the following page for that. Stanza 3, we're going to listen to a soloist sing that, sing the grave lament, following the shape of the entire psalm. And then stanza 4, would you all stand? to sing stanza four. This is doxology. The organ will give you a run for your money, and I want you to win. I'm rooting for you. All right? Turn this over to Bert.
The third book of the Psalter is Psalm 73 through 89. It's thought by scholars to date from the exile period, when the Hebrew people had been deported to a foreign land. Towards the end of Book 3 comes Psalm 88, that deeply personal lament that ends in utter darkness. That is followed by Psalm 89, which begins with flashbacks, remembering God's covenant faithfulness to David and his dynasty. But then, as surely as it snows in Michigan, reality sets in, and the people know that they are in exile. David's monarchy is no more, and the temple is destroyed. And thus, towards the end of Psalm 89, there is that huge shift from these flashbacks to now a lament. We remember your people, O Lord, the people of the promise. We hear their songs of praise, and our hearts rise up as we join our voices with theirs. We too will sing of your steadfast love forever.
Thank you.
also hear and echo their lament. We attempt to grasp their despair. Remember your people, the people of your covenant. We tremble at their persistent prayers, even in the face of hardship. They said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord."
Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord be
stay in Geneva, but the sound is different. It's retuned. The Psalm Project will lead us in 134a. They will sing stanza 1 and will bring us in to sing stanza 2. Pay close attention to these dearly held rhythms that you've sung all your life. They're a little different. Close to the end of the evening and also the end of the Psalter. And so in succession, we will sing 147b. Joel Navarro, who arranged this piece, will lead us, and he will sing the refrain and stanza 1. I'll bring you in for the refrain, and we'll sing stanza 2 and the refrain. We will not sing stanza 3, and we will move from that into a setting by Tommy Walker of Psalm 148d. You can follow it in your program. And the Psalm Project will lead on stanzas 1 and 2, and I'll bring you in on 3. Notice that there's a vamp on the page turn. Follow the leaders, and they will bring you home. And then we will end with 150a, and I'll let you know how we're going to do that when we get there. But let's begin with 147b, and then be ready to turn to 148d. Praise, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, our God, who heals.
consoles the grieving and heals their bitter pain. The stars in night sky shining, the Lord calls each by name. Praise, praise the Lord, who heals the poor.
Come my dear.
150A. Let's remain standing. We're going to put Joel back on the piano, and he's going to introduce this for us, singing stanza one. We'll all come in on stanza two, and crescendo into three, and crescendo into four, and sing that refrain a couple times at the end. This is the amen. This is the praise for praise's sake. Praise for all that has come before, all 149 psalms. Sing praise to the Lord.
And his glory proclaim. Alle, alleluia, alle, alle, alleluia, alle, alleluia, alle, alle, alleluia. Helping us celebrate this debut of the Psalter.